We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Join Best Buddies Missouri on October 17th at Munganess Lexus of St. Louis for the Champion of the Year celebration event. The event will feature a live and silent auction with all proceeds benefiting Best Buddies Missouri. Best Buddies creates meaningful friendships, inclusive employment opportunities, and helps people with disabilities feel like valued members of your community. Learn more and get tickets at bestbuddieschampion.org/Missouri.
Club Fitness is now lifting local in O'Fallon, Illinois. Celebrate the opening of our 25th location and join any Club Fitness for just 25 cents until Tuesday, October 15th.
With 25 gyms in the St. Louis area, everybody can enjoy community-driven fitness where they live and work.
Lift local for just a quarter.
A positive change for pocket change.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by October 15th for just 25 cents. See Club for details.
If you haven't checked out Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Sunset Hills, you are missing out! Get a precision haircut, hot towel treatment, and hot Latinx shave from one of our talented stylists for just $14. Lady Jane's in Sunset Hills on Lindbergh Boulevard, just south of Watson Road, next to St. Louis Bread Co. It's wicked awesome!
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road.
It is my understanding that information I had earlier was incorrect. I said we'd have Jim Not So Slim, Sappho, and Johnny Three Sticks, Wando. Apparently, Three Sticks has been called away. And with us live and direct from the conference room or his office, I'm not sure which, from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, please say hello to Jim Not So Slim Sappho.
What's going on, guys? What's going on today?
Jim, not much. How are you? And what happened to Three Sticks?
He's busy, busy, busy. Mark Thornton was going to come up with me. He's busy, busy, busy. So I'm the only one that could sneak away. We're just busy this morning around here today.
Well, that's good.
I do want to start off with, though, we sold on Saturday Larry Langendorf, an AM/PM customer, all the way from Dorsey, Illinois. We sold him a 2015 Chevrolet Silverado.
Whoa!
What a horrible name! What a horrible name for a town, Dorsey. That's a terrible name for a town. But it doesn't matter. Because
it doesn't matter. It's a great town to me. They got great customers up there, and they come to Johnny Gondolf Chevrolet.
And, and how far is Dorsey from the dealership?
I'm going to say that's got to be up around 50 miles or so, because that's up towards that's above Alton, all the way up north somewhere.
I just checked, and between Dorsey and your dealership, there are 18 other Chevy dealerships.
Wow.
Mr. Langsdorf decided to drive past all of them and head right to Johnny Londoff.
Langendorf Construction.
Langendorf. Okay, I messed that up. Sorry, Mr. Langendorf. What other good news do you have for us?
We've been busy, had a good weekend, sold about 14 cars over the weekend. We got about 6 out already today. Everything's going good. It's a beautiful day here in Florissant, Missouri. It's always a great day to come to Johnny Gondolf and buy a car and our truck, and it's just everything's working perfect.
Well, I know that John Senior, not Three Sticks, but some time ago made the decision to eliminate, I think, about 5 other radio stations. Now he's still on at least one other station, maybe 2. You need to know, I know you guys have goals and you set goals, you have meetings, this month our goal, here's my goal. My goal is to have our listeners respond in such numbers that by comparison, the other stations you're on will look like a joke, so that you no longer even mess with that. It's a waste of... Oh, my God, who was that?
That was Jim.
That was Jim. Yeah, Jim, he tried sneaking one in there.
I had to clear Jim, my throat. I'm sorry.
You cleared more than
I'm
your throat.
I'm getting ready to give you another spiel, Frank, because there was also another gentleman, and you had two AM and PM customers in here on Saturday.
What?
He was looking for a pre-owned car. His name escapes me right at the moment. He's looking for a pre-owned Buick Enclave Chevy Traverse. We have to find one with some other options for him, and we're still working him. But there was another gentleman in here that was an AM and PM customer on Saturday. So that's two for you. Two
that's
on the
weird
board.
Name escapes me.
See, I would. He's a client. He's sitting in for a client. I would never have said that. One. Listen. Just listen for a second. See if you hear any laughing.
Yeah.
No, I don't hear. Sorry. Sorry for that interruption, Jim.
He'll be back on the air when he purchases that car. I'll be sure to have his name.
Well, and we want to thank him over the air too. So, do you think that of the few or couple of remaining stations that you're on with? Do you think anybody even comes close to bringing more people in than this place does with the AM and the PM crowd?
Absolutely not.
Out there listening, I want it to hurt. I want them to feel the burn. I want it to hurt because that's our goal. That's our mission, is to send you more business than anybody else. What's the biggest selling Chevy on the lot right now?
I have to say our Silverados are just, $14,000-$15,000 off of Silverados is a big sales for us. Our Trax, our Equinox. Equinox is one of the hottest selling SUVs in the entire market right now. So we sell a lot of Equinoxes, sell a lot of Trax. Our Blazer's catching on very well. We're starting to sell quite a few Blazers, so. Our whole lineup marched down there trying to sell a Tahoe, getting ready to sell a Tahoe right now. So
hey,
our whole lineup is very, very good.
That Silverado with the invisible trailer camera on the back is unbelievable.
Now, yes, what is this?
It makes it very easy to hook up the trailer.
What is that about? Explain that. What is that, Joe? Oh.
What it does is it's got a camera that's right over the trailer hits the ball where the ball is. So right. When you're backing up to your trailer, you can see the nose of your trailer coming out, and it actually guides you right back to the ball. So when you stop, you are right over the ball, and all you got to do is crank your trailer down.
And they've got TV commercials that are incredible that show, Frank, while you're driving down the road, you can just hit a button and make your trailer disappear so you can see what cars and traffic is behind you in case it's blocking you.
Holy.
Yeah.
It monitors your tire pressure in your trailer.
I have to tell you, so as a guy who hasn't towed a lot, but I've pulled a few boats and a couple other trailers, I'm not real experienced at it, but I have to tell you, little things like that are such great pieces of technology, because for anybody who's ever has had to hook up a trailer with a boat or whatever, the idea that the car will guide you till it's right over the ball is unbelievable, because otherwise you need another person going, okay, back a little, like 2 more inches. No, forward just a little bit. Back. And then they have to take the trailer and move it left or right till you can come down and clamp it to that ball. Wow, what a great piece of technology, because there are a lot of people who like to go, trailer a boat to the lake for the weekend by themselves. And it just makes that stuff so much easier. That's a great piece of technology.
Yes, it is.
And towing, how does that work again? It makes the boat or the trailer disappear so you can see what's... Where's that camera? Where's that camera located? Is it up high on the back of the cab?
Yeah, but everything is done by satellites up above. So we actually have cars that have a visual camera that shows you 180 degrees around the vehicle.
Wow. Right, the vehicle is a virtual vehicle. So in other words, the image of the vehicle, I'm familiar with this, is it's put in the system already. It's not technically your truck, but everything you're looking at around the truck is in real time and is actually there because there are cameras capturing everything around you. So you know, for example, if you're parking in a, forget parallel parking, let's just say you're in a parking lot, and sometimes you wonder if you're between the lines or if you're slanted or not quite straight, you hit that thing and it shows you from, as if you're looking from above, exactly where your truck or your car is in that parking space. If you're too far forward or backward or too far left or right. And there's no excuse for parking poorly anymore.
That is correct. It shows you both yellow lines, the back line, every line.
Yeah, I love this stuff. You know, when you had that Equinox and you said it was the only 19 left and the problem was it had everything on it. As soon as you said that, I thought, oh my goodness, that I want all that stuff because it makes for a safer vehicle. It makes driving more, look, the less you have to worry about, the more you can enjoy the ride and the drive. And when you got features now that will save your life, electronic blind spot cameras, adaptive cruise, 360 cameras, this whole trailer business, wow, it takes a lot of the danger, potential danger, out of driving. And I'm for all of it. If you can afford it, get as many options as you can because they're not just for fun. A lot of them will save your life. And keep you from looking like an idiot when you're trying to back up to your trailer. So we will continue to send you, hopefully, all the business you can handle, okay?
Well, we got quite a few cars here. We got over 800 in stock, and we'd sure like to sell them all because they keep coming in and keep coming in. So we're ready.
What would you do if we sold them all tonight?
Wow.
Like all of them, like 800, and tomorrow morning you didn't have anything. What the heck would you do?
Yeah,
we'd still be here tomorrow morning. So
doing what?
Doing the paperwork on 800 vehicles.
That'd take a couple of weeks probably. Just
yeah,
to do.
Yeah,
well,
that would.
I actually wish we could do that. We'll come as close as we can. How about that?
Yes, sir. All but right. We'll be here till 9 o'clock tonight.
No, you're supposed to say we'll be here late tonight, three times, late. That's how you're supposed to say it.
Oh, is that how it is? Okay,
yeah.
We'll be here late tonight.
That's it.
That's better?
Yeah, that's how the boss does it, yeah.
I see. I'll have to read his script next time I do this.
It'd take you a half hour to read it.
Yeah.
Because you got to read through all the duck hunting stuff, yeah. And you got to get a duck call, and there's probably a place there that says, here's where you blow the duck call. Yeah, it's like a movie script. But not so slim, Jim. I give our best to Three Sticks and to Junior, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Okay?
Yes,
what's that phone number, by the way?
It is 314-837-1800, or shop us 24/7 at Landoff.com. The Washington Elizabeth exit, 270 in Washington Elizabeth.
Now, let me spell that for people. WARSHINGTON. Washington Elizabeth exit. Unless you're coming from the east side, then it's the Elizabeth Washington exit. It's flipped and reversed, and we finally figured out what that was about. Jim, not so slim. Always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
There he goes. Jim, not so slim. Sappho. From Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, and in case you didn't get it, it is the Washington Elizabeth exit. When I married my wife, who's from Belleville, well, that's where she was when I met her. She grew up in New Memphis, Illinois, then New Baden, Illinois. That's right, a couple of big metropolitan areas. And so she is seriously St. Louis area, Metro East. And when we got married, and she said things like, I'm going to do the wash. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, I got to wash some clothes. And then I realized that her mother, who's really, really St. Louis, Illinois, whatever. And then I started, because I was from Tennessee, and even though we did a lot of hillbilly hick things that we said wrong, I'd never heard that. I'd never heard 40 call farty, and I'd never, and then it didn't take long till I realized that's how you identify somebody. In fact, we've been out of town, and somebody'd say, yeah, we're going to see the Washington. I go, wait a minute, even St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because it gives it away. Just like there are certain things Texans say where you know it's not an Arkansas accent, it's a Texas accent.
They would say two instead of toilet, tarlet.
Tarlet.
Yeah, tarlet.
I used to have, down in the South where the hillbillies are, it was not uncommon for a neighbor to say, yeah, take my car and get the Earl changed. Earl?
Earl.
Yeah, get the Earl changed on my car. I say it's time for some theme music for people who need, yeah, that's right, need help. Is he okay?
I heard
what was supposed to be a muffled outburst.
Yeah, his mic wasn't on just yet, but
some
he
sort
thought
of
he was
external
away from it.
Bodily release, and I'm hoping he's okay.
Hope you got work comp on Limey's finger.
It is time to check in with Josh Bauman. He's our tech guy, and he's not just any tech guy. He is the IT guy. He's in charge of all that. Website and routers, all that for the entire Fenton school district. So he knows what he's talking about because, hey, if a school system's technology goes on the fritz, as they say, kids can't learn and then they'll be stupid. So you got to make sure that stuff works. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, and now they are affiliated with Action for Autism. It is a tremendous organization that helps the people who have autism as well as the families of those with autism. And a little time goes by here before we get into May, we'll learn a little more about something a lot of people don't know anything about, and that is autism. So here are the numbers, 855-282-8255. If you have a question for Josh, I'm sure he has information for us. Or 314-821-0590. Would you please welcome Josh Bauman, everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Josh, how are you?
Good. I'm doing well.
I don't have... sitting here trying to think if I've run in the last week, if I've run into any issues with my phone or my... Not that I can think of.
A couple weeks ago, I mentioned garage door openers are now coming Wi-Fi enabled, so that you can control them from your phone.
And because of that, I got a couple of emails from people who said, "Oh, I have this, and it's fantastic."
Well, I found out that my garage door—I have a Chamberlain garage door. Apparently, that's one of the more popular manufacturers.
I think that's what I have.
They have.
Oh, man.
Somebody's been eating pork and beans.
Light a candle.
I gotta count them.
Light another candle.
See, why you gotta go there, Tim? There is a add-on device for most Chamberlain garage door openers so that you can turn your old garage door opener into a Wi-Fi enabled one. So I bought this device at Lowe's for $50 because I have a bad habit of driving away from my house and not knowing if I close the garage door. So now
That happens to me like twice a year. Maybe.
Oh, it happens twice a week to me.
I get halfway down the road. Can I just take a minute to give people a tip? When you leave the house and you hit the thing and close the garage door, wait until you see it go all the way down and stop.
Because I do that.
If there's anything on the ground and it hits, it's going to kick back up, and you won't know it. You just drive off, and you think it closed, and it didn't close all the way. And by the way, that happened to me in 1982, and guess what happened? My garage and my car were robbed.
Holy cow.
Because all night long, I thought the garage door was down. It wasn't down, and some 18-year-old just decided to help himself to whatever was in my car and my garage.
Wow.
And it's all because it hit a piece of ice in December and kick back up. So watch it go down.
Just two.
Now let me ask you a question, Josh. How does this work? If it's the existing garage door opener, obviously there has to be some sort of receiver that turns the message you're sending from your phone into something it sends to the opener.
Yep.
The same way a remote transmitter would.
So there's two pieces to install. There is they call it the hub, which hangs on the ceiling or the wall. It's about 4 by 4, 4 inches by 4 inches. It more or less, and it's what you control with your phone. So you set it up on your Wi-Fi, and it doubles as like a spare garage door opener.
Dan, show everybody half of 4 inches. Give me an idea. If you double that, there's swollen. 4 inches.
Yeah. It sends the signal to the garage door opener to open close. The other piece that I find really interesting is there's a, they call it a remote sensor, I guess, that you tape to your garage. Three. I even have a cough
that's
drop.
That's four. There. He got two back and back. Sorry.
I missed one.
There's, oh, come on.
That's five.
So,
Josh, even in grade school, have you ever worked with crueler people?
This is probably one of the highlights. I'm telling you,
yeah, we're the meanest people you could possibly associate yourself with, and we're proud of it.
It's Go okay, ahead. But this remote sensor that goes on your garage door, it has like a position sensor in it, so it mm-hmm. will tell. Like when I open the app on my phone, the app will tell me the garage door is open or the garage door is closed by knowing the position of this sensor. So I know, and it'll tell me the last time the garage door was operated, stuff like that. You can give guest access to people. So I've given Jackson guest access. When he gets home tonight, he can open up the garage door instead of going getting our spare key and unlocking the front door. You can give access to Amazon to put your packages in your garage. It's interesting. It took me, I don't know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes to install. It wasn't bad.
That's not too bad.
No,
I'm kind of moron do it. Can I do it? A guy who hardly even knows what tools are for?
Yeah, I think so. They've got tutorial videos for every step of the way on how to do it.
And who makes this? What's it called?
Chamberlain. Chamberlain Wi-Fi Hub. Yeah. If you have a Chamberlain garage door opener, this would be the one I would recommend.
Hmm. See, anymore, one of the, if you can afford it, one of the great things about buying a brand new house, or especially building a house, if you build a house now, it really doesn't cost that much more to get the latest, greatest everything. In fact, sometimes that's all that's available. For example, if you build a house now, forget the old days of going up to the thermostat and, you know, kicking it up to 70 or, forget that. You can do all that from your phone. You can turn on and off pretty much everything in your house. And it's, to some people, I guess, well, when the day comes that you can't walk up to the thermostat, it's not about that. It's about, you leave, like Josh said, you leave home and, oh my goodness, you forgot something. You're going to be gone for 2 days and you left the air conditioner on and the house is going to be cold when it doesn't need to be. Well, you don't have to turn around and go back home. Or if you're already out of town, just pick up your phone and fix it. Change it.
Yeah. Or
I think it's all that stuff is great.
Or
I
if it's
that stuff.
The dead of summer and you're returning home from vacation, and you want to pre-cool your house.
Six.
You want to pre-cool your house. You can do that. And it all comes down to strong passwords on this stuff too. If there's a fear of those being hacked or whatever, use a strong password over 12 characters long, and use a passphrase, not a password. Like I like crispy bacon. Make that your password.
Well, the good thing about the Garage Door app is every once in a while you may have somebody. I don't know, like a handyman doing
absolutely.
Some work. I'm sorry, handy person.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. Gender-specific.
And rather than give them the keypad code, just go, here, I'll open it for you. It does two things. One, they now don't have access in the future by having their hands on the password you don't want them to have.
Correct.
But the other thing is it says to them, I'm sort of watching and monitoring my house, and who knows what else I can do that you don't know I can do. I'm watching you, for example, you may not know. I think it just makes them a lot less apt to try to steal anything or, you know, that kind of stuff, because they know it's a pretty modern house with some pretty slick technology in it. So yeah, I'm a big fan of all of that. Unfortunately, I've been in my house for 33 years. The house is 36 years old. If I tried to update all this stuff, after the fact, sometimes it can get a little pricey. But if you're building a new house, look, don't skimp. Somebody told me a long time when we were really young and we're just buying our first washer and dryer. They said, and it still holds today, never buy the most expensive of anything.
Yeah.
Buy the second level down from the most expensive. It's going to have all the same features. It's just not going to have the stuff you wouldn't use anyway.
And don't buy the cheapest.
And never buy the cheapest. Never. The second from the top, if you can.
Selling.
All right.
Do we want to talk to Dan?
I do. Let's start to Dan. And that'll give you time to expel some more stuff from your system. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh.
No, that's you, Dan, on the phone.
I was waiting for it.
How you doing, Dan?
Hey, Josh, I lost an app on my phone that says Find My Friends. I keep track of my kids, you know, through the day, night, and my wife, make sure that everything's cool. But I don't know how that thing, can you retrieve an app once it's been deleted?
Ask Tim, Mr. Tim Woodburn how to do this. We just did this a few minutes ago.
Well, I have an app called Waze, which keeps track of traffic when I drive home. That's how I know what route to take home. And it showed up in my settings, and for the last 3 months, I've not been able to find this app on my phone. And Josh even looked at it a couple times, and he couldn't find it. Well, today he had some time while Not-So-Slim Jim was on, and there's a way to do it. You have to go into your settings, and then you hit search. And if that app is there, it'll show you to the right of it what folder it's in. Now, it said that it was in my navigation folder, and when I tapped open my navigation folder, I didn't see it in there. But when I scrolled right, there was a secret second screen that was in there. So if you take that phone into an AT&T store, if you didn't understand what I just said, they if you see it in your settings, they can find it for you. That's eight.
Well, let me ask you this. Why wouldn't you just go to the App Store and re-download
it? Because it was already downloaded.
When I do that, it says, it doesn't say download, it says open. The App Store recognizes that it's on your phone, but I just couldn't find it.
Yeah. So we he was at the home screen. We swiped right to go to the search page. The search page. We typed in Waze to search, and it showed that it was on his phone.
But the quick answer to your question is, when you go to the App Store, is it showing that the app is already there, or do you just or is it saying open, or is it saying download?
I haven't tried that.
Well, you need to look.
Yeah, that'd be step
one. If it says open, they're right. It's in the system. It's in your phone if it says open. It's recognizing it, and it'll open it for you. You just don't want to have to do that every time.
Okay, one more question, because my app is like 3 years old.
Muffling.
Is there a better app? Find My Friends nowadays.
That's going to depend on the app that your friends are using. If all of your friends have iPhones and they're in that app already, I'd stick with that app.
That helps a lot.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Thanks, Dan. I got to be careful. I don't like to scold listeners because I love listeners, but folks, if the phone is just like, it just move it like a couple of inches from your mouth. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
I'm gonna need an abacus.
Now let me ask Josh a question. Josh.
Yes, sir.
What we're doing when we do that to you
is actually... I don't care.
But it's not very nice. It's not. And that's why we're going to keep doing it. Now, I'm serious about this. Do you think that's a nervous thing when you're on the air?
I have been fighting a cold for 2 weeks now. I'm finally getting over it.
No.
What about the last year?
Here's the reason I asked that. I went through years when I was doing this for a living, and I... Honest to goodness, I had to clear my throat and it was a nervous thing because I was just nervous about being on the air, and it'll come back on a day where I think
when you start making fun of me a whole lot.
No, on a day when I think there's no way we can have any kind of entertaining show and this is going to fall apart, and it starts messing with my head, and it makes me so nervous that I have to clear my throat. And so I think it's nerves. Do you do this
regular? No.
That's it. It is anxiety, because I'll bet you don't do this when you get home tonight. You don't do it in the morning when you're working at school. No, and it's perfectly understandable. But we're still going to make fun of
you. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Oh, good. Well, good. Because if you did, we'd double down on it.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Wait, are you talking about the farting or the clearing the throat?
They seem to go in tandem with you. I mean, you clear your throat and then you pass gas.
They both smell the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now look at these calls. You want to take some more calls?
Yes, sir.
You always get calls, and I'll tell you why. Because they've heard from past shows. You know what you're talking about. And when you do that, like Scott Sherman, people flock to the phone. Let's go to, and I think I gave the numbers only once. Let's go to Brad. Brad, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh Bauman.
Hey, Brad.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm also AM and PM.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Lynn listened a long time. So I've got several smart home devices in my house. That could be thermostat, ring, alarm, etc. I'm kind of wanting to bring them all together, and I found this app called Simple Commands. Do you know anything about the app?
I don't.
Okay, so that goes there. So, and I almost said that word that you...
Yeah, but you caught it.
Yeah, better than you
knew that, buddy.
Yeah. So, you don't know much about the Simple Command. But, well, apparently, you can bring all your devices into this app from what I've got it downloaded on my iPhone. I'm looking at it, but I was hoping you might point me in the direction of, you know, like a tutorial or you knew a little bit about it. But,
no. I'm yeah, I'm reading about it now. It does. It seems interesting. Do you have an Android phone or an iPhone?
An iPhone.
Okay. Android phones with Google Assistant, they wrap a lot of the controlling IoT, Internet of Things devices together with Google Assistant. So that's what I've been using. I can tell my Google Assistant to do any number of things, and it will... You know, I can tell her to raise the garage door. I can tell her to turn the thermostat to 70, and she'll do it, and it's through one window or one application, if you will. I kind of wonder if this Simple Commands is something similar. Can Siri do that, I wonder? Can she take control of
To a point. So Apple has their HomeKit app, which I just be honest, I'm a diehard Apple person, been one for years, like way back to like 87, even before the iPhone. Wow. But their HomeKit is just kind of,
yeah. Yeah, they're not developing on it.
You know, it's HomeKit's just kind of like listening to that other radio station. So, yeah, you know, it just doesn't do everything you need it to do. But, yeah, I'll just keep looking around and doing a little bit more research on it. I might just shoot you an email.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let you know what to find out. So.
My email is joshtechadvice@gmail.com. I'm an Android guy, but I'm not opposed to learning things on the Apple ecosystem as well.
Sure. Here it comes.
So, yeah, by all means, if you try it out, by all means, give me an email and let me know how it works out for you. Yeah.
The baker's dozen.
We all have our flaws, and, you know, not everybody can, you know.
Yeah.
Not everybody can pass gas 12 times a minute.
Yeah.
Well, make that 20 times a minute. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Hey, and Josh, seriously, I had years ago, a family member asked me, so why do you clear your throat all the time? And I realized that they were talking about when I was on the air or when I was on the phone, if I was nervous about who I was on the phone with. For example, if, I used to do character voices for commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would get on the phone with a potential employer who wanted to talk to me about doing commercial, I had so much anxiety because I didn't want to say the wrong thing. I didn't want to lose the job, but I would a lot. And they said, "What? No, hold on, that was not. You can't do that. That was a pretend
example."
And when they said it to me, I thought, "Wow, you know, they're right. I do that, and it is an anxiety thing." So here's what I'm hoping will happen with you. If you'll ever just reach this truth, and that is that you really don't have to be anxious or nervous or worried about this thing you do here every week, and I'll tell you why. At this point, you really can't mess it up. They like you. You're good at what you do. Take a breath and realize that in the beginning, yeah, you didn't know if it was going to work. Is the audience going to like me? Well, that's over. So as long as you can accept the realization that the audience does like you and you're really good at this, just relax, and you don't have anything to be nervous about or worried about.
And doggone it, people like you.
Yeah, Stuart,
and doggone it, people like you. Yeah,
Stuart, I'll throw that in too.
Now we'll go to Will. Will, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. I'm AM in the PM.
Hello. Thank you, Will.
Hello, Will.
Long time listener, man.
Thank you.
But, I would like to say you guys give me great advice, but I don't want to blow Frank's head up any more than it already is.
That's not possible.
Hold on a second. Hold on a minute. What advice have I ever given you, Will?
In general, over the years.
I get it.
I didn't mean personally. You know what I'm saying? You guys
no, always, I don't. I don't, because I'm trying to figure out how giving somebody good advice can blow their head up. I don't know how.
You misheard what he said.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said he didn't want to blow your head up anymore by telling you all the great advice you've been giving him over the years.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
Thank Too late. You, it's already blown up. Too late.
Oh, you're okay.
How can we help you today, Will?
Okay. Josh, I've got a problem. We received an email from some outfit saying that they've called, recorded you, and they're saying
it's fake.
Discovered our password, and they got my wife's email. And if it's infected some malware,
it's fake. Likely fake. Unless you have dirty pictures and videos that you kept in your email.
Here's what happened, sir, because this has happened to me quite a bit. Target and a couple of other outlets had major, major, major data breaches.
Yahoo.
I think Home Depot.
And Yahoo and several other ones. And if you had if you have a credit card in these places and you had, or an online account and you used the password, when they had these major data breaches, they got your password. And so now they're sending you an email saying, hey, we know this is your password and we caught you on a porn site and we're going to show it to all your friends and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It's a total false. Right. It's a total farce.
If you're really worried about it, go to whatever that service is and change your password. Make it a strong password, 10 characters or more. I like 12 characters myself.
Don't do it as a reply to the email got.
No.
Do it the legitimate way by going to the actual Target. Go back into your account and do it. Don't ever respond to these people in any form.
Right. Well, it's not to my wife. It's to her actual email.
Yeah.
And somehow they got her email and everything. She's got a different email, too. She uses more than this one, but...
Well, Will, in your wife's case, and this is based, Will, in your wife's case, and this is based on statistics, in her case, it's because of porn. Women, it has been found, watch more porn than men. Your wife is a porn addict.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to have to tell you.
That's a good woman.
Find out this way.
Friends tell friends.
Will, have you noticed recently at night in bed, she's learned like some new tricks, and you wonder, how did you know how to do that?
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
He doesn't care where she learned it. He doesn't care where she saw it.
As Chris Rock once said, if it ain't new, it's through.
Yeah. I got a call today from, of course, I know it's fake, from Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
Support saying that, hey, we're getting ready to upgrade your account. If you don't want to do this and not pay the $250, you know, you need to press 1 or something like that. I said, oh, yeah, you guys.
Will, for the last year, I've had at least a dozen emails supposedly from Yahoo telling me that I am days away from having my Yahoo account killed. No more mail, no more. And it's absolutely that I've gotten that same alert. You have 3 days to contact us to restore your Yahoo account. And funny to me, 3 days go by, 3 months go by, nothing. It's fake. It's all fake. Yeah. Don't respond to them. That's all. Okay?
Okay. Okay, on a lighter note, Josh, can I get this real quick?
Yes, sir.
You got a lot of people. On us, have you ever heard of that was Simply Safe as a house alarm system?
Yeah.
Have you heard pros or cons? Is it,
from what I understand, it's one of the leaders on the market. Yeah.
Now, it and Ring, Ring has a whole house system, too, including the alarm, the actual blaring siren alarm in your house. Both of those seem to be really good systems.
And super easy.
I take a look at the Ring system, too, and Simply Safe.
Yeah, super, super easy to set up, too, from what I understand.
Yeah, like most things, you just need good Wi-Fi, and I'm assuming, Will, you have decent Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I do. I have good Wi-Fi. Yeah. I got the charter expected to stick it to me, raise my price, but... Let's, I've tried to negotiate with them. They won't lower my price. Oh, no, you've been on the special for a year.
Yeah.
Now it's time for you to pay up. You know?
Oh, man, that was a rough one. Wow.
Will, I'm sorry you had to be part of this.
Sorry.
It's awkward to have to include a listener in this.
All right.
Man, here's how bad it was. Will, you need to light a candle. That's how strong it was through the phone line.
Strike a whole box of matches.
Yeah,
right?
You bet. Thank you, Will.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
You know what he just said about matches? Not most people wouldn't get that, but when I was a kid, I'm not kidding. My grandmother, if you went over to her house and, you know, let's say I'm 10 or whatever, and I had a kind of a stinky one, she would march in there with a big box of wooden kitchen matches and light it. And, and seriously, it burned it right out of the air. She just kind of moved the match around and boom, it's gone.
The sulfur. Well, it's the sulfur, pure. So it's like a
Which I like. I've always liked the smell of a freshly struck match. I like that smell, that initial sulfur. When my dad used to smoke cigarettes, I like to be next to him when he struck a match, because that burst of sulfur. There's something about it. Let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. I am in the PM.
Hey, Mike.
So I think I have an answer to one of the previous callers' questions about losing an app where he uses to track his family, friends, whatever.
Yeah.
The most recent iOS update, they combined the app Find My Friends and Find My iPhone into a new app called Find My, and they use a different icon now. And so I've had several people asking me about it recently, and it's now called Find My. It'll probably be in a different spot within your application, but you'll be able to track both your friends and your devices in there.
Interesting.
Wow.
And I know some people that just got the update as of last week, so it's very possible he just got this update.
Yeah.
And now he just needs to look for Find My.
Interesting. All right. Well, hopefully he's still listening.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I have a thing on my phone when I park my car. As soon as I walk away from my car, my phone says something to the effect of, we know here's where your car is, but yet I don't know how to use it. Like if I wanted to come out of a building and go find my car, I don't know how to go retrieve that information where it told me it knew where my car was. That's kind of sad that I don't even know how to use something I must have downloaded a long time ago. So I need to get more familiar with that, because that's an embarrassing thing. And don't anybody say you've never had it happen, because you have. You park somewhere and it's a big part and you're in a hurry and you get into a sporting event or whatever it is, a casino, in my case, a couple of times, and you leave, you cannot remember where you park. And if it's a multi-level garage, you didn't even bother to see what level you're on, and you feel like a complete idiot. And if you're far enough away, you can, if you're so far, it won't even sound the horn or flash the lights. You just got to roam the place looking for your car. So that car location app is actually a smart one and a good one. I just need to learn how to use it. Back to you, Josh. What else do you have?
We've mentioned it today.
Come on, buddy. You know it's coming.
Oh, go ahead. Do it. Get it.
Yahoo, with their big breach a couple of years ago, they are now in the process of processing their data breach, I guess, not refunds, but their mea culpa for that. They've set aside $117 million in their fraud fund, in their settlement fund. So if you've had a Yahoo account between the years of 2012 and 2016, you may be eligible up to $300 settlement or multiple 3 years of credit monitoring service and ID theft monitoring service. The website is, and this is really a horrible website, yahoodatabreachsettlement.com.
Good luck remembering that, everybody.
Exactly. So you go to
that. Anybody else? Who else here has Yahoo Mail? Dan, you do.
Yeah.
I'm your Gmail.
I'm
Kim,
Gmail.
Your Gmail.
I've had Yahoo, though, in the past, and that Target breach I was talking about,
yeah,
they sent me a check in the mail about 2 weeks ago for $73.
Wow.
Nice.
Whoa.
Hey, man.
Really?
I have
Gmail.
So my Yahoo Mail, I still use what's called basic. And every time I go to get my mail, it says, you need to upgrade to the new or we just want to continue with basic. And I'm sometimes just comfortable with the way I've always done it. So I just hit continue with it. And I think I'm getting curious now. What am I missing out on here? Maybe I should go to the upgraded email.
But then
when you do that, then you got to relearn how to reply to an email and how to compose a new one. I don't want to learn all that stuff again.
Yeah, I haven't used Yahoo Mail a long time. And
I don't know why I do, except that's my email address.
Oh, sure.
And I don't want to have to. I mean, what a nightmare.
Whoa. Sorry.
Whoa.
That was bad, dude.
Josh.
Yes, sir.
One of the problems you're going to have now is now that we've called attention to this, it just makes it worse.
Oh, sure. Right.
It makes it even worse. Now you're anxious about us talking about the fact that you were anxious.
I'm going to have my wife drive me next week. I'm just going to come in blitzed and we'll be fine.
Well, you either need do you drink at all?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe just one shot of Woodford Reserve or something before you go in there. Just something to calm you. Because seriously, just relax, because you really don't have to worry.
Or some Xanax, right?
Xanax. Well,
that'd be pretty.
We're not promoting drug abuse here. But sometimes, once you kind of relax and calm down, that goes away. Because that is what that is. It is an anxiety cough. Well, you have 2 minutes. What else do you have?
Not much. That was primarily it. The Chamberlain garage door opener was really cool. If you're like me and you have a horrible habit of forgetting either to close your garage door or wondering if you did, I highly recommend looking into the Chamberlain wireless hub.
I never forget to do it.
And Frank,
but sometimes I do wonder if it went all the way down.
And Frank, the winner of our contest
The
winner of our contest for guessing how many times Josh will clear his throat in his segment is Lulu Ferrigno of Florissant, Missouri. She correctly guessed 18 times that Josh will clear his throat.
Lulu Ferrigno.
Lulu has won a new Chevy Silverado from Johnny Jondoff Chevrolet. That'll be ready for you.
Johnny Jondoff
Chevrolet. That'll be ready for you tomorrow, ma'am, anytime after 3 o'clock.
This is an age-related question. Limey, do you even know who Lou Ferrigno is?
Yes, I do. He's the original Hulk from back in the day with the TV show.
Very good. You know that he's deaf?
No way.
Yeah, really? He is.
Oh, no. Really? Lou Ferrigno is stone cold. No. Yep. He's deaf as he can be.
Huh.
If you've ever watched him in an interview, he had a deaf person.
He does. He talks like that.
He can speak, but he had... Yeah, he's deaf. He's been deaf since childhood.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. And then there was another guy who was a body... Was it Ferrigno? He was a big bodybuilder.
Oh, Ferrigno? Right? Yes, he was.
Yeah. Phil Collins, to me, he did?
Phil Collins, yeah.
He went deaf?
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Ferrigno, to me, was the best Hulk ever because Bill Bixby was Dr. David Banner. And that TV series, I got to tell you, I don't keep up with all the latest, greatest Hulk comic movie stuff, but, man, that TV show was great because when Banner started to get upset, his shirt ripped open, and then out pops Lou Ferrigno. It was fantastic.
Don't make me angry.
When you Google famous deaf people, you know who's one of the first people that shows up? Rush Limbaugh.
Yes, he is deaf, but the cochlear implant saved everything for him. Oh. So, yes, technically, legally, he's deaf. Without that thing, yeah, he cannot hear. And I remember when that all went down, too. You talk about a frightening thing for somebody in the radio business is, one, lose your voice, but second, and not a distant second, is lose your hearing. Josh, once again, you got a week to relax. Go to work on it, and thank you. We'll do this again next Monday. What do you say?
Sounds good. See you guys next week.
You know how to close it.
I'm Josh the Tech Guy. It's time to say bye.
There you go, Josh Fallon, everybody. One of these days, he'll settle in and get comfortable with this. We still haven't, but maybe he will. Josh Bauman brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's 19. She doesn't win the car.
Get him out of the room and light 3 candles. Get him out of the room. We're running out of candles. He's costing us a fortune in the candle budget.
I'm bringing a candle next week.
Thank you. Brought to you by Window World, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, the number one selling replacement window in the entire country. First Community Credit Union, you heard somebody mention earlier the pale imitation and poor version of the yard sale on another station as compared to our yard sale, the original yard sale that started over there, and we still have the same great sponsor, First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union has over 40 locations. Many of them are in Walmarts. And when you run up, well, they're all, I would imagine, I got to check on this. Today, Columbus Day, I would imagine that even within Walmart they're closed, but I don't really know. I didn't bother to check on that. But the point is that with the exception of a holiday, 7 days a week you have access to a First Community Credit Union if you go to one of the ones in a Walmart store. Over 40 in total, I believe it's 43, and it's a great place to bank. And it would take an awfully long time to try to explain what that means. What does that mean, the place is a great place to bank? Well, I think everybody would agree that a great place to bank has to include really competitive rates. They have that. Very service-oriented people, they have that. Stability, they have that. Success, well, like I said, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I hadn't said it yet today, but I've said it many times before. First Community Credit Union, I do every single bit of my banking there. I'm inviting you to consider becoming a member. It's the best way you can thank them for us, for the support they provide the show, and for sponsoring exclusively the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, right here on 590 The Fan, not to be confused with any other yard sale. First Community Credit Union, First Community Playhouse.com. The Playhouse is coming up because it's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Hello again, everybody. It's Bob Ramsey, and you're listening to KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, and KFNS.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is going to issue new sanctions against Turkey due to their destabilizing actions in northern Syria.
The president tweeted a statement saying he's signing an executive order to authorize sanctions against current and former officials of the government of Turkey. The president